everyone. Welcome to another episode of the session series from the Georgia Chamber Podcast. As always, we're your hosts,
Katie Duvall
and Kayla Robertson. Katie, we are down to the wire with this legislative session. It was legislative day 38 today, which means that there are only two more days for legislation to pass before it dies. This is the second year of a biennium session, so some of the bills from the previous year passed over into this year. But this year, unfortunately, if the bill does not make it through both houses and to the governor's desk, it is officially dead.
That's right. We are on legislative day 38, like you said, and it's not over yet. We are in recess in the Senate and the House right now. I believe it is about 4:30 on Thursday afternoon. I counted earlier, and the Senate had 32 bills on the calendar for the day, and they didn't go in until 12 o'clock. They actually had committees that went through midnight last night. I was at the Senate finance meeting that didn't break until about 8:30, and Senate Judiciary did not go in until 8:30. So it has been a really, really busy couple of days. We've already had three supplemental rules calendars announced in the House for a total of about 30 bills there, too. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, I think as soon as you get to these last few days, that the days just kind of start getting longer and longer. And of course, we'll see that definitely continue on into next week. So I think today might actually be the first day that we're coming to you with updates on legislation that has passed through both chambers and is now headed to the governor's desk. So Katie, what bills do we have that have made it through?
So yesterday, which was Wednesday, March the 20th, we had a couple of tax bills pass out. House Bill 1015 is Lauren McDonald's personal income tax bill. Again, that reduces the personal income tax rate from 5.49% to 5.39%. It passed out of the Senate with a vote of 40-12. Kind of along the same line, House Bill 1023 by Bruce Williamson passed out of the Senate yesterday as well by a vote of 34-17, and that bill would align the corporate income tax rate with the personal income tax rate. So, assuming these are both signed by the governor, that would put both the personal income tax rate and the corporate income tax rate at 5.39% for the 2024 tax year. In the House, we saw Senate Bill 362 by Mike Hodges pass out yesterday as well by a vote of 96-78. As a reminder, that is the union bill. It would prohibit businesses from receiving state tax incentives if they unionized by card check instead of by secret ballot.
We had one more bill that made it to the governor's desk, and that was the direct action bill.
Yes, our tort reform bill by Blake Tillery passed out of the House on Monday with a vote of 46-2. Of course, we have a couple of other tort reform pieces of legislation that are still out there in the ether, but that was kind of the original bill of the session, and we're happy to see that it has passed both chambers.
We've also seen some committee movement on several important bills, and House Bill 1172 was one of those. Katie, what was that bill, and what was the update there?
Yes, so House Bill 1172 by James Burchett is that private property rights water bill that stemmed from that study committee that Burchett led last summer. It passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. The Senate version of that bill, Senate Bill 542, they were going to hear in committee this week and decided not to. So I think they're putting all of their efforts behind Burchett's version of the bill, and we hope to see it on the Senate floor in the coming days.
We also have a couple more law and judiciary bills that we saw action on, and one of those was a scorecard bill, which, if you'll remember, was the occupational licensing reform bill.
Yes, Senate Bill 157 by Brian Strickland passed out of House Judiciary on Monday. Again, hoping to see this come up in House rules in the coming days. We also had a couple of other law and judiciary bills. The First Offender Act Record Restriction Act by Lisa Hagan, House Bill 909, passed out of Senate Judiciary on Monday as well, as did House Bill 926, which was Matt Reeves' driver license reinstatement bill. It passed out of Senate Judiciary on Monday as well. So a few law and judy bills that are out there that we're waiting to get put in rules and onto the floor in two legislative days.
And I think you have one more tax bill that you wanted to touch on before we go.
Yes, one other big tax bill that came from that speaker's tax package we've talked about all session long, House Bill 1019 by Matt Reeves, passed out of the Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday of this week, and it was actually amended in the committee. If you'll remember, this is the bill that would increase the homestead tax exemption from $2,000 to $4,000. The Senate Finance Committee actually amended it to be from $2,000 to $10,000. So it will hopefully go through rules here in a couple of days, but it will have to go back to the House for an agree. So we will see what happens there. But again, we've only got 2 days left, so lots to happen in the next 2 days.
That's it for our legislative updates this week. But like you said earlier, the House and the Senate are still in right now. So we will have plenty more updates for you next week. And like you said, there's anything could happen at this point in session. When you walk around the hallways, you'll see a lot of smiling faces, and you'll also see some, you know, pretty upset people and a lot of angry phone calls going on in the hallway. So it just really is down to the wire at this point, and anything could happen.
Things are testy. Like you said, there are people who are, of course, happy to see their legislation kind of finished, wrapped up. But there are definitely a few things that people are still getting a little angsty over. And then next week we have, I think Monday is a committee day. Tuesday we will be in for legislative day 39. Wednesday is right now nothing, but I will be shocked if we don't see some committee meetings, at least on the rules calendar, maybe happen. And then Thursday is the day that we've been working towards for 40 legislative days, sine die.
And of course, next week we will come to you with another special edition episode, kind of like we did on Crossover Day. And we'll come to you with updates throughout the day on sine die. And do you want to go ahead and place bets on how late we'll be here?
I mean, last night we were here till midnight, so of course that wasn't legislatively, that was committee work. But tonight, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we're not here till probably at least 10 o'clock. So I'd be willing to say anywhere between 11:30 and midnight next week.
Yeah, I was going to go for midnight. Make sure you tune in, and we will see you next week.
See you next week.